Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist and Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 282. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? Good to be back. All right, let's hit it like we normally do, what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Episode 182, we entitled hashtag No Vaseline. At Mem the Beaner carries a burnt out. At For the Villain, playing weekly catch up. What we spoke about 100 episodes ago, WonderCon options and media talk, so that's what it was. I believe a few episodes back, I'm like, what were we talking about? So it was just the interviews we had planned and who was going to attack who or grab which interviews for that particular convention. So our options and media talk then go into what the fuck news. Man gets pantsed by fence while trying to escape during alleged burglary. We hit sex facts. Short and sweet, 9 things we know about turn-ons, then hit some comic talk, comic news, Sony Venom movie, Black Cat, Silver Sable spinoff, Suicide Squad 2, Wonder Woman, Justice League talk, DC Comics Marvel chat, then finally rock some comic reviews, Darth Maul number 1 and number 2, Superman number 11 through 17, and Unworthy Thor number 5, which was Book of the Week. If you guys are ever curious about any of these topics, if they ever sound intriguing whatsoever, or reviews, go back 100 episodes ago, which constitutes to 2 years ago, although I think I've caught up to just about where we're at now. We recorded 182 on March 27th, 2017. So this is the last week of January. So little by little, I'm catching up to where we were. All right, guys. I'm going to have a long show today. Depends on how I work it, how I dissect it. But I know I have a lot to talk about and a lot of news. So bullet points, first of all, real quick. I have not pulled off a deep dives and rabbit holes in a while, let alone solo. I think that might be the second deep dives and rabbit holes that I've done solo. But I want to thank you guys for the feedback on last week's show. It's been a while since I've pulled one off again, but the feedback, it seems like everyone's liking it, and I appreciate everyone like hitting me up on the side like, hey dude, that was good, or that was interesting. So I always appreciate that. Next one is going to be that I got hit up on Instagram this past weekend. So a guy named Lewis wants to start his own, or actually did start his own podcast with a few of his friends. He hits me up on the side and asks me for pointers, any advice I can give him for starting podcaster. And yeah, I've been chatting with him. Today was probably the most I've chatted with him. So I got to listen to their first 2 shows. They are on Spotify. It's so Lewis is the main dude. Actually, it's not even the main dude, but he's the one that reached out. So Lewis, Matt, and the third dude, I believe, is Brett. And the name of that podcast is actually, oh my gosh, Matt's Not Here. So I listened to both of those podcasts today. They're only 2 episodes up. I gave him my opinions on episode 1. And you know what? I haven't done an episode 1 in the longest time, but I know the learning curve and how it feels to start off and to get no advice or input from anyone. When Adam and I started this, it was from ground zero. Like, we had no one to reach out to, and granted, social media, like everyone, it was every man for himself for a podcaster. Now there are so many podcasts out in the world where it's kind of a fucking trip. But anything you're passionate about or care about or like or are interested in, there is a podcast for you. So Adam and I did start. And again, getting no help. I feel like I need to help people out, which this isn't the first time this happened. Longtime listeners, you guys know, I always bring up stuff and encouraging people to do it and try podcasting. And just dropping them some knowledge here and there and what I've learned. And we have helped out podcasts again. The weird thing, though, is the podcasts that we have helped, they, like, without mentioning anyone's podcast and not the friends we know, but other podcasts that we don't even chat with anymore, how they kind of used us for our listener audience base and did their own thing. And letting them know, like, you know, podcast hosting site, how to do this, how to do that, how to work Audacity programs, how to use GarageBand. So those simple steps, for the most part, is what I'm trying to give to these guys. And I first one was a rough listen. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna bullshit. But I told Lewis today. I messaged him. I'm like, it's not gonna take away from anything. Second episode, you guys sounded a lot better. And even episode one, like, I give you guys credit. You guys sound great. Your voices sound good. You guys pay attention to each other. You guys don't interrupt each other. You guys let each other finish their thoughts and opinions, and then you guys interject, and that's a thing you need. Episode one was literally a type of test run, or beta, as they called it. And I completely understand and get that, too, because our episode number one completely varies from what this turned into. But we started 6 years ago. There was the learning curve, and we made it and molded it. And little by little, I'm still molding it and changing it. And it's completely mine now. So to talk to this cat and to find out he's local, like, I'm like, fuck, dude, let's just fucking chat, homie. Like, we can talk shop over a fucking beer. But it's the name of the podcast, again, is going to be Matt's Not Here. They sound good. And as a last piece of advice, besides, like, the behind the curtains, which a lot of listeners don't know about, and it might go into my next bullet point, but is always have something to talk about. Like, don't – I wing it a lot too, but I've been doing it for 6-7 years. I can wing it. When I interview someone, I don't need notes. Like, it's – when I do an audio chronicles, I don't need notes. You know, I can have a conversation with people. If I'm doing a deep dives in rabbit holes, I need notes. I can interject with my thoughts, opinions, you know, experiences. But, and even the Comic Syndicate, like, I have my notes. I have stacks of notes. You guys know I write a lot. And people in my life, in my world know, holy shit, Josias writes a lot. So I told him, like, always have something to talk about. Like, what do you guys want to do? Like, what exactly? And it's like, no, we're just going to shoot the shit. It's like, okay, cool. What's funny to you guys might not be funny to everyone else. So always have a concise topic or talking point that you guys can roll with, and have each of you guys bring something to the table. So if you guys feel you're sinking, you guys can rule each other in and be like, all right, let's bail on this. This isn't working. But you guys really got to hold each other accountable to that. And again, they all sound great, knowledgeable. They all sound like legit smart guys. So episode two was a lot better. They came up with some topic randomly that was great for them. And that's when they shined a lot more than episode one. But huge shout out to them. So hopefully I hook up with Lewis and just to have him pick my brain and just to learn what type of podcast they want to start, which essentially it's a soft launch, but they are out in the ether. All right, so next bullet point is going to be, okay, straight up, so fuck me. I'm finally up on Spotify. That's where I just listened to these cats earlier today. Do I want to explain this without sounding like a dick? Huh, okay. Okay. We've spoken, sort of. So people, whenever I say something, feel like they get attacked. And I know I'm not a vicious person. I'm somewhat cerebral. My words can be daggers sometimes. Like, I can manipulate my words to completely dismantle and destroy someone. And I'm proud of that, you know, like, yeah. And I know I can be a dick and harsh to some people, but even when I'm nice, the way I say things, the way I come across my thoughts, I guess I can sound not arrogant, but just like an asshole, like a dick. So, without making anyone feel and without putting anyone on blast, because I know several people are going to be like, this asshole's talking about me right now. And some of you guys might be right, and some of you guys might be wrong, but most likely both of you fuckers are probably right. I am talking about you. And this is not talking shit. So one of my boys, we started the Comic Syndicate, and he bailed. And it's a theme, but without even talking shit, like I understand life gets in the way. So Spotify, being on Spotify for us. So looking for the last podcast and Lewis, the Matt's Not Here podcast. I'm like, you know what? I hate Spotify. I don't use Spotify. Let me look up the Comic Syndicate. We've never been up there, and I've been branching off and doing a lot. So to find out that we are on there is, again, it might not sound like a big deal, but it really is. There's so much work just in general that I put into this podcast, the Comic Syndicate. Not just this one, though, but all three of them, for that matter. So deep dives and rabbit holes and the audio chronicles. I hope they sound good to you guys. I hope it sounds like a solid, fluid show. I put in a lot of work. You guys should see the writing and notebooks I have just stacked up, and I'm going through these and I'm breezing through these. So I put a lot of work into all three of these podcasts on top of the two jobs I already work. And then to top things off, I have to do everything by myself. So the editing, the producing, the hosting, obviously, the editing, the uploading, everything is a solo project. People do have producers and editors. I have every fucking title you can think of for running something like this. I don't complain about it anymore. Like, I learned a lot, and it was one of my co-hosts left and had to leave. Again, not talking shit. Like, I miss you, homie. I totally love you, and I miss you. So besides personal things that happen, and not even anything bad, but, you know, I wish him the best, and that's why he had to leave, and I totally understand and respect that. So it's not talking shit. But I was left with this work, and it's like, do I even want to continue this? A lot of things didn't happen with the podcast and getting put up in more places where we should have been. So while he was the tech guy, I was the homework guy. I was the social media guy. So Instagram, Twitter, anywhere, Facebook, like I was the homework. I would bring everything, and there was the even aspect of it. Apparently I found out a few years later, like, you made it sound like you do all the work. No, fuck you, homie. That's exactly how it was. Again, I love you, but that's exactly how it was. And that's not talking shit. Like, you didn't bring homework. You didn't bring articles. Like, it was a 50-50 thing. And again, not talking shit, much love. But so having to work all of this by myself was very and hugely overwhelming and intimidating. And I don't like being overwhelmed, and I don't like intimidation. I kind of look at it in the face, and it's like, all right, fuck it. Let's rock and roll. Let's do it. Let's learn. And it's helped me out a lot. Like, I've learned a lot. But that's where the work ethic in me comes from. I mean, besides my dad, like, instilling it in me at a young age, and then wrestling, and whatever I went through in my life. But I have this odd, strange work ethic where I can't be lazy. I always have to work on something, read, write, like, learn something, create something, be creative, and put something like this out into the world for whoever might be interested in it. So that's the third bullet point is we're up on Spotify now. So I always plug these ones, but we are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Podbean, Podomatic, Podchaser, Castbox, Stitcher, Spotify. We should be everywhere by now that you can find podcasts. So learning everything and putting up everything, website, and there's still a lot of things that I have to work on. Like the comicsyndicate.com, I need to get that rolling again. It's just one of those things where it's like, I work two jobs and then running three podcasts and doing all those jobs for each podcast is a lot of work. A lot of people, I hope I make it sound easy and like anyone can do it. And honestly, I always encourage the fuck out of everyone. Anyone can do this. If you can have a conversation, converse, bring something interesting to the table, it's kind of a challenge. Like, do it, try it. You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy it. But I love it. And if you guys do, let me know where you guys listen. First of all, like, do you download podcasts? You guys can always go to thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. That's my official host site. And then from there, I have to upload it everywhere else, although it's so intact, where you can automatically upload it everywhere else. And certain podcast sites, I guess, or podcast apps are very particular about music you use and this and that. Like my intro right now, is original. So it's not like I'm going to get dinged for that. Back in the day, perhaps I might have got dinged on a few things. And if you guys are curious what those might have been, I can completely show you and send you stuff where it's like, oh, I understand why you don't use or touch certain things. So hit me up on the site for that one, because that's an interesting story. All right, next one is going to be, again, just please drop a review now on each of those podcast sites or apps. Find the Comic Syndicate in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, CastBox, Podchaser. I did say Stitcher, Spotify. Anywhere you guys can find us, rate us, subscribe to us, give us stars, give us thumbs, whatever it is, leave a review, drop a review. Please. I am going to roll a contest giveaway for episode 300, which is roughly about 3 months away. So summertime, I believe it was late May-ish. But I have some cool shit to send out for people. And I do still have some shirts. I still have some deep dives and rabbit holes stickers. So if you guys are interested, hit me up on the side. But those are very scarce now. And you guys know you're a top listener if you have a shirt, if you guys have a sticker, if you guys have anything cool shit that we've made already. All right, that's all I have for bullet points. Like us, follow us on The Comic Syndicate on Facebook. If you guys want to see behind the scenes, like, what the fuck is he talking about? If it sounds intriguing to you guys, just hit us up on there. Hit me up on there anytime. I post something up every time I leave a review. Midweek, end week, I will toss it up and be like, all right, this is exactly what I was talking about. This is the pages. These are the panels. This is the pain, the love, the hurt I was trying to describe for you guys. And everyone seems to like them. So much love, and I do appreciate it. All right, guys, I know this was going to go long. That was a long intro, and that was just the intro. Give me a few, and I will be right back with some comic talk.
2, 1. What's up, guys? This is Sholo Maridueña, Miguel Diaz from Cobra Kai.
This is Jacob Bertrand. I play Hawk, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Woo!
All right, now I'm back with some comic talk, guys. Off of that intro, now I'm able to better gauge exactly what I can do with my reviews now. So it's going to be interesting because we got a lot of comic talk to go through. First one a lot of people have heard of already, Atari is launching a chain of hotels. CEO Fred Chesnais, I believe, told Fortune that the company plans to open at least 8 Atari-themed hotels in the U.S. The first is set to break ground in Phoenix, Arizona later this year, with other buildings planned in Austin, Texas, Chicago, Denver, Las Vegas, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. All right, how do I feel about this? It sounds cool on paper. How well do I think it's going to do retro? But, like, I love retro gaming, so give me, like, a Nintendo from, the late 80s and mid-80s. Give me Atari. Well, actually, this is Atari theme, so I guess I'm that old. But do I want a Frogger room or a Pitfall room? You know, does that make sense to you guys? I don't know. How do you guys feel about it? Would you guys stay at a hotel like that? Next one is going to be Snowpiercer. TNT announces debut date with new trailer. A new trailer for the TV adaptation of Snowpiercer finally revealed when the new series will premiere on TNT, which is Sunday, May 31st. This one is interesting because last year, as media and press, we got to go to San Diego Comic-Con again and cover and get a bunch of dope interviews. This was one of those interviews that I could have gone to. I really enjoyed the movie. It was based on a novel, but the movie came out in 2013, and it was directed by Bong Joon-ho, who actually directed Parasite. Parasite, I just saw literally this past weekend, and it's a fucking dope movie. It's a gnarly movie that deals with social, economic classes, and without ruining it for anyone, like, it's worth checking out. And then looking at Snowpiercer now, it's like it was dealt with social economical classes as well, which is a trip. So I don't believe he's gonna have anything to do with the show, but it's worth checking out the movie, which should be on Netflix, Snowpiercer. So they made it so big of a deal about it at San Diego Comic Con, where it's like, when the fuck is this going to come out? Like, you're plugging this way early. So they had to do a bunch of reshoots and a bunch of things for that. I know that much. All right, AMC's Better Call Saul to end with season 6. I loved the fuck out of Breaking Bad. I believe I saw the first 3 episodes of this one. I still haven't seen, not Gran Torino, the Breaking Bad movie that came out for Netflix a few months ago, I believe in December. So El Camino, I believe. I need to catch up to that. I loved that world. I just don't have enough time to watch TV. I'd rather read and write and just learn new shit. Next one is going to be very interesting to me. I'm a kid of the 80s and a huge wrestling fan. A lot of people don't know this one. The Rise and Fall of the Von Erich Family is headed for the big screen. The tale of one of pro wrestling's most prolific families, the Von Erichs, and the infamous Von Erich curse will be adapted for the big screen. Okay, so, it's a wrestling family. So when Fritz died of cancer in his Denton County home in 1997 at the age of 68, 5 of his 6 sons had predeceased him. His firstborn, Jack Jr., suffered an electric shock and drowned in a puddle at the age 6 in 1959. Outside his Niagara Falls home in 1984, David Von Erich died in a Tokyo hotel from enteritis at the age of 25. Sorry, guys, I'm not a doctor. Mike, Chris, and Carrie all committed suicide. And I loved Carrie Von Erich. Mike took an overdose of Placidil near Louisville Lake in 1987 at the age of 23. Chris shot himself in the head with a 9mm handgun in 1991 at the age of 21. And Carrie shot himself in the chest in the family yard in 1993 at the age of 33. It was a bunch of brothers, and they were great wrestlers, and especially for the time, you appreciated wrestling back then more than the spectacle or the bullshit it is now. I mean, I don't watch wrestling, but I don't watch TV, so something like this I can definitely get behind, but I'm a sucker for that, and give me old school classic stuff that I grew up with, and I'm going to gravitate towards that, just like this next one. Transformers is developing Beast Wars, Bumblebee Universe movies. So those are 2 separate things. These are 2 separate movies. Paramount and Hasbro have reportedly tasked writers to develop new Transformers movies based on Beast Wars and the recent Bumblebee film. So the Bumblebee movie is going to be a sequel from Bumblebee that came out last year, 2 years ago, and Beast Wars. Okay, and granted, let me go back to Bumblebee. It was written by Travis Knight. And for those of you guys that haven't seen Bumblebee, I honestly want to encourage you guys to watch it. We got to see Cybertron within the first 5 minutes of it, and the Transformers in their classic forms again. I'm a kid of the 80s. I was born in 1980. I grew up with these characters. So to get that vibe, it's like, okay, cool. And then what they did with the Transformers, Michael Bay, what he did with Transformers, he kind of raped my childhood. That's just what Michael Bay does. He's like, ooh, what did everyone like as kids so I can destroy it? That's what Michael Bay does. I'm down with the sequel for Bumblebee. I'm really... Beast Wars was not my thing, like, at all. The CGI behind it was sloppy. It was choppy. I mean, granted, the cartoons from the 80s were as well, like... They don't might not hold up as well, but it's something that I grew up with and loved. So I'm pretty sure there are some Beast Wars fans, people that did watch the show, that it are stoked about that news. Continuing on, I have Bad Boys 4 in development at Sony. The week it was dropped, even before it dropped that Friday, it was announced that they were working on a Bad Boys 4. So, Sony's Uncharted movie has been delayed after losing its latest director. So that one's scheduled to come out in March 2021 now. Tom Holland is supposed to be the actor. Never played in the game, so I don't know. This one I don't know how I feel about. This next one, Lethal Weapon 5 with the original cast is in development. The last Lethal Weapon film is in the early stages of development with the original stars Mel Gibson and Danny Glover attached with, I believe, Richard Donner also coming back. Okay, the last one came out, I don't even remember off the top of my head, in about, what, 2002, maybe? 1999? 2000, around there. Let's just say around there. 20 years later, if they were both bitching about how they're too old to be doing that shit, how geriatric are they now to the point where they're not going to be able to do this stuff? I loved those movies growing up, but is it necessary? I don't know. All right, let's see what else we got. This is going to be a long fucking show, guys. Masters of the Universe, also something I grew up with, removed from Universal's calendar. Heat Vision editor Aaron Couch revealed on Twitter that Sony Pictures has moved Uncharted back 3 months. It now opens 3/5/21, which I did mention. Masters of the Universe has been taken off of the calendar. It previously occupied Uncharted's new date. With this move, the future of the He-Man film remains uncertain. Yes, I saw the terrible version with Dolph Lundgren in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Fuck me. It was not good. Skeletor looked dope, and everything else was bad about the movie. I should probably rewatch it just to see how bad it is. Next one's going to be The Witcher, which is one of the few things I am watching, I guess, in bits and pieces. The Witcher, Netflix confirms anime film from Legend of Korra Studio. Netflix has confirmed that the rumored film will be an anime tie-in produced by the studio behind Avatar. So even with that, season 2 has been greenlit for The Witcher, and it's a good show. I'm enjoying it. Henry Cavill is dope as The Witcher. A lot of interesting things happen. I never played the games. I never read any of the novels, any of the books, any adaptation at all. But I'm enjoying the fuck out of the show. I'm not done with it yet, but I'm enjoying it. So to get an anime version of The Witcher's stories and in his day-to-day life, I guess, would kind of be cool to check out before season 2, you know, comes out at all. So, I don't know. If you guys are interested, let me know. If you guys hate it, let me know. If you guys love seeing Henry Cavill in a bathtub all the time, let me know. I mean, he is a stud. Let's not bullshit each other around here. Next one's going to be MGM targeted by Apple and Netflix for a takeover bid. Apple and Netflix are in early talks with MGM about a possible acquisition of the studio, which holds the rights to James Bond and more. Okay. These news that always come out with acquisitions. Netflix also expands adult animation deal with Big Mouth Studio. Now, I have not seen this at all, Big Mouth. I've seen bits and pieces here and there. It's something that everyone's like, dude, your humor, you would like it. Haven't seen it, though. Again, bits and pieces. Netflix signed a multi-year deal with Big Mouth Studio, Titmouse, to develop multiple original adult animated series for the streaming service. All right, and here we go. Still on Netflix, just interesting the numbers I come across and articles I come across, but Netflix is spending an insane amount of money on content for 2020. With the demand for content increasing and new streaming services constantly popping up, the flagship platform Netflix has decided to throw some major money toward content creation in 2020. Listen to these numbers, guys. Netflix is estimated to spend around $17.3 billion this year on content, with the bulk of that sum being used for Netflix originals. The figure marks a major increase from $15.3 billion the company spent in 2019, with the spending budget expected to exceed $26 billion by 2028. You know what? I can't talk shit on Netflix. Like, I saw Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias last month. literally the end of the year. One of my coworkers from the second job took myself and Jude out. So thank you very much, Marianne. And it was fucking – he told a weird story. And it was like, shit, like I want to tell this story, but I don't have time to tell it here tonight. Yeah, dude, it's a gnarly fucking story. How do you guys feel about Netflix spending so much money on these Netflix originals? And how many of these Netflix originals do you watch? And streaming services, which ones do you use? Do you guys still have Netflix? Do you guys watch more content on Netflix? With Disney Plus rolling and dropping early December last year, do you guys watch more Disney Plus shows, original content, the back catalog? Like, how do you guys listen or watch shows? And what do you guys prefer for original content? And they more Disney Plus is working on content. And I'm getting there right now. Oh my God, fuck me. I didn't know it was going to be this much. But it's going to be a short review, trust me. Disney removes Fox branding from 20th Century and Searchlight logos. Disney has scrubbed the word Fox from the 20th Century and Fox Searchlight logos, rebranding them as 20th Century Studios and Searchlight Pictures. Yeah, with the acquisition going down, with Disney purchasing Fox, it was bound to happen. It's a branding move. That's pretty much what it is. Bambi, Disney classic to get a live-action Lion King treatment. This one, okay, they're going to live-action the fuck out of everything. Like, that's just going to happen. How do we feel about it? Is it a movie that necessarily needs to happen? No. I haven't seen any live-action. I haven't seen – I loved Beauty and the Beast. Haven't seen that. I loved the cartoon Jungle Book as a kid. Haven't watched that. They're working on a live adaptation of Mulan, which should be dropping this summer. And The Little Mermaid was a good movie, a cartoon, you know, that we all kind of grew up with, listeners. Are they necessary? No. I can't really talk shit again because I haven't seen Jungle Book, and it's a Jon Favreau-directed movie. So I can't talk shit. Anyways, speaking of Disney Plus, Emilio Estevez returns to the Mighty Ducks for Disney Plus series. They're going to rehash everything we grew up with as kids. Moving on, Star Wars, the Clone Wars trailer reveals new Disney Plus premiere date. This is actually dope. I'm into animation. I can call off styles and animators and artists, which I shouldn't be that involved in movies or cinema, because I can do that with movies, directors, writers, producers, musicians for scores. Like, it's like, it sounds like something some blah 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 would do. I'm that much into everything. But yeah, the trailer, which you can see below, teases Yoda and Mace Windu investigating a plot to destroy the Jedi. And this is supposed to drop on February 17th. Moving on is Disney Plus delays production of Obi-Wan series. This has been a rumor for some time now, with people saying that there has been a report that the whole show has been axed, Ewan McGregor is back, and there's a dispute over the writing of it. It was supposed to be, I believe, an eight-episode arc, and they cut it down to six. And they're trying to just figure out how to write it properly. It's just one of those interesting things where you guys kind of should pay attention to, because that's going to come out in a while. Still, they keep pushing it back, and it keeps getting delayed. It happens, I know, with production companies, but this is just interesting. Howard the Duck, Tiger and Dazzler canceled at Hulu. So just two shows. If you guys watch Hulu, I can't say I've ever seen anything on Hulu. So back to Disney Plus, although Hulu is under the banner of Disney now. Falcon and Winter Soldier gets new premiere date. When the series first was announced, it was believed that the drama would debut on Disney Plus in fall 2020. However, according to Deadline, the show will now premiere towards the end of the summer in August 2020. This month of January 2020 has flown by already. It's literally the end of the month. By the time you guys listen to this, I record on a Wednesday, and today is the 29th of January. So just interesting. I love Disney, and I love Marvel, and I'm just very curious where the fuck all these are going to go. Report is Disney Plus She-Hulk series next in line. Casting has begun for that. I'm curious who's going to be Jennifer Walters, which is the cousin of Bruce Banner. So that's kind of cool. The Witcher writer joins Disney Plus's Moon Knight creative team. All right, this is dope. I love Moon Knight. I want this one done properly. If it's going to be a Disney Plus, this is the only one I'm worried or weary about. Moon Knight is essentially Batman who kills. Like, he's got the same gadgets as Batman does, and he looks dope. He looks sick. And the only thing is, he's got a split personality, actually multiple personality disorder, and I don't know, they gotta be, show him violently destroying criminals. Like, this is the best way to put it. So I think it would have been better on Netflix when, like, Daredevil was on Netflix, The Punisher was on Netflix, The Defenders, Jessica Jones, you know, those shows were good and gritty and dark and a lot of F-bombs and a lot of fucking and a lot of fucking death and a lot of broken kneecaps, stuff like that. That's the touch that Moon Knight as a character would need, not a pampered bullshit watered down version that Disney Plus would probably give it. So I'm very curious about that. Continuing on, is still report Marvel Studios bringing an obscure New Mutants hero to the MCU. And that one is supposed to be for the Thor Love and Thunder. So the fourth part of Thor. I'm curious about that. So yes, continuing on. Jeez, we have so much news. Okay, rumor Doctor Strange 2's casting indicates another major young Avenger. This one was interesting, America Chavez. Nobody knows her. I know her. I don't know, it's weird to say, but like, these are new characters that you guys are probably going to start loving, and she's a dope character, and if you want diverse characters, these new batch of characters, like to have Jane Foster as Thor and wield that hammer that Jason Aaron was writing, is fucking dope. And those are beautiful fucking stories. So I'm very curious about more of the movies. I think more so than the shows. But I am curious because I am a fan. Captain Marvel directors reportedly in talks for Marvel Disney Plus series. So Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, who directed the first Captain Marvel film, are reportedly in talks to helm a series for Disney Plus. These are the same cats that did directed Captain Marvel Part 1. They're dropped off of that, and I believe that movie is going to be current era, because Part 1 was based in the 90s, which was kind of cool, but was not my favorite movie either. Captain Marvel 2 enlists WandaVision writer. Eyes 2022 release date, so same type of news. All right, guys. I know I can go on for hours, and I'm so close to doing it, but I just want to give a simple review and keep it as concise as I can. I don't want to run off too long. The review for today is going to be a Marvel Comics title. It's going to be Thor, number one. This one dropped in, early this month. The writer is going to be Donnie Cates, one of my favorite writers right now. Nick Klein is the artist, and Matthew Wilson is the inker. It starts off. So this is Jason Aaron, like, just praising him literally a few minutes ago. He was writing Thor for the past 7 years. And what he brought to Thor and the stories he brought to Thor and the misery he brought to Thor, and to bring us the mighty Thor, Jane Foster, being able and worthy enough to pick up the hammer, and how insanely sad that story was. Like, every time she picked up this hammer, she had chemo. It would devour the chemo treatments from her body. So every time she would be a hero to save people, she was killing herself. And it's a beautiful story. Like, people that work a lot and overwork themselves because they need the pain to help people and to help themselves. It was beautiful. And I love Jason Aaron as a writer. This is Donnie Cates and his fresh take on it. This is after one of his Jason Aaron's last runs and even crossovers, huge crossover. This is after the War of the Realms again. This is The Black Winter, Part 1. And lo, in the darkness, there was thunder, and racing behind it, the roaring voice of a god made king. Hear me, his testament begins. The old king is gone. His words soar across the heaviness of Vanaheim. For the Vanir, the sisters of Asgard, it is the humming sound of peace. And here too, in the skies of Alfheim, a rumbling decree of a war well fought. As this is going down, you see pages and panels of Mjolnir, Thor's hammer, racing across all these worlds, all these planets, as this dialogue is just going off. And it's just reaching, racing everywhere. The light elves cheer and weep that darkness may never touch their bright shores again. And the dark fields of, and guys, I'm going to butcher all these places, fields of Nidavellir, the dwarves sing and drink as Mjolnir, the smasher, rumbles for them as well. And in Jotunheim, the frost giants feel, for the first time in a long time, a biting chill run down their backs. The message is the same for all to hear. Even in the hottest pit of damnation, in Muspelheim, the demons hear it over the wall of eternal flames. We have, all of us, warred enough for 1,000 lifetimes. The hammer speaks. Its voice resounds across Svartalfheim, across the beaten ears of wound-licking dark elves. Enough blood has been spilled into the realms, enough death. From the rose-scented rainstorms of heaven to the deepest hollows of Niflheim, it ends now. It ends forever. It ends with me. So hear this, realms of the world, Ash. For I shall say it only once. Let there be peace, or let there be thunder. The old king is gone. Long live the king. My name is, as the hammer crashes down finally, and we just see the inscription on the hammer. Whosoever holds this hammer, if they be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor. It's a beautiful twist that Jason Aaron wrote into it, because the original version of Mjolnir, it said whoever shall be worthy, he can pick up this hammer. He brought new history and a new story to this character, and how people can be worthy. As long as you're worthy and pure of heart and you're a good person, you can pick it up and you can go to work. Just beautiful what Jason Aaron did. But this, again, is going to be Donnie Cates' take on it. And let me know what you guys think or feel about this. Even helping his friends right now, as the hammer finally makes his way back to him. As we see now how jacked up Thor has gotten, not just over these 7 years, but the wars he's gone through, and just getting his ass kicked and no sleep and getting rocked. He's missing an eye. He's missing an arm. Like Malekith chopped off his arm. Like in issue number 2. Like he's fucked up. And he's got like a destroyer armor arm now. But again, just banged up. And we see him now. One of his friends, Sif, that has now taken up Heimdall's job. So Heimdall, I guess, is going to be Idris Elba, sorry. And he was the blind dude that can see everything. He opens the gate for Asgard. That's the best way I can put it for you guys. Every time I do these reviews, I try to make them as simple as possible, so I'm not overwhelming you. I just want to paint a picture for you guys as best I can. So now she has his job, and we get some interesting dialogue between these two. She tells him the Bifrost is now under my protection. And I'm afraid your smiting days are over. I have my job, Thor. Quit hiding from yours. Go be king. Which is the theme of this run. He lost a lot. He lost his mother, was killed. He lost an arm. He lost an eye. He lost his dad, Odin. And this is him now, having to take over Asgard and rebuild Asgard. And be not just Thor, the god of thunder, but now it's, you kind of have to take the mantle and lead your people. Again, that's going to be the theme, and you can tell right off the bat, Donnie Cates, is that's where he's going. So, yeah, the hammer Mjolnir had landed on Earth, and he was helping out his friends even then. So Tony Stark sees it, he's like, anyone got a Sharpie? And once the hammer goes back to Thor, it says this: "Nice shot. Enjoy your retirement." And we now see him in his new kingdom that he's had to rebuild. It's been destroyed, like a lot of shit has happened. And throughout the years, I have reviewed a bunch of Thors. It's going to be hard to go through those again. But if you guys ever are curious where to start with a Thor run or what's good, or I can always point you in the right direction. And I can give you some heartwarming, some heartbreaking things that are just beautiful and gorgeously written and even drawn. The art is amazing and the writing is just gorgeous. So he's had to rebuild Asgard along with his now new throne using the World Tree. And we see now what weight this all brings on him now. Him not wanting this job. As we get panels now of how it plays out as Loki is there to witness all this, along with how Thor now interacts with Mjolnir. Like, this is a different weight he has on his shoulders, being king, being there in a different way for people that sometimes you're forced to do things that you're not comfortable with. Like, he wants to attack all the time. Now he has to be the go-to guy and be peaceful and lead his people. Like, are you guys leaders or are you guys followers? And that's a question for you guys, like listeners. How do you guys feel about yourselves? Like, I've never felt like I've been a follower. I'm a fucking born fucking leader. And that might be cocky or arrogant to say, but I don't feel it is. And maybe that's cocky to say too. But how do you guys feel? So we get these panels and him using Mjolnir. And we also see what he can do now. And his reaction on how he's dealing with this. Like, Loki brings up, like, I can see the weight has gotten to you. Like, I've never seen you struggle to pick up Mjolnir like that. And Thor even knows it. Like, he's struggling to pick it up. Like, it's just interesting to see. And these brothers interact. Loki is often wrong about a great many things. But this day, he is right about two. The first is that the new God King of Asgard has, of late, felt the weight of the might growing, of the mighty Mjolnir growing. He does not yet know why, but in time, he will. And he will wish he had it, as he now has to address his people of Asgard. And the narration goes on. In his most private hours, the Thunder God has practiced this speech aloud to an audience of his reflection and a hammer. And as the temperature drops in his kingdom, as he feels his own breath and witnesses the first falling snow, not of his making, he realizes that he never will speak a word of it. As we see him now addressing the people, we see Asgard, we see all his people, like thousands of people. And then we just see a giant crash on all of these people. I don't want to ruin this, but you know what? Fuck it. It's a review and it's barely one issue in. If you guys are not into comics, listen to this story and it just sounds fucking cool and I can't wait for it now. Galactus, you dare? As he about to attack and fuck him up now. Galactus is banged up. Like, the art, the way Nick Klein is drawing Galactus, banged up, beat up, missing an arm, is just gnarly to see. Give me a few days. I'll post those up on the Comic Syndicate on Facebook. And Galactus says, "Stop. I came for help. You are the only one who can. The Star Plague, the Great Black Winter, it is coming." As he knows the trivial thing he has to do now. And he needs answers. So Thor, and for just weird, interesting things, pulling now the heralds of Galactus. If you guys don't know Galactus, best way to put him, he hasn't been introduced in the Marvel Cinematic or Fox movies yet. You know, whatever you guys think you know about him, he's just a devourer of worlds. And he creates heralds to find plants for him to destroy. Norrin Rad is one of them, and that's the Silver Surfer. A lot has happened to Silver Surfer within the past 2 years, where now he's like the Onyx Surfer. And it's gnarly and it's beautiful. But now he calls up all of Galactus' heralds. And learning more about this Black Winter. He wants answers. The conversation between Silver Surfer showing up, Silver Surfer Black, now, and the heralds, the information that is given to Thor. And they tell him Galactus is the only one that can face him. And also tell him what they now have to give up in order for all this to happen. It's like, we need Galactus at 100%. Like, he's died twice at the hand of this Black Winter. He's the only thing that has survived it. We need him 100% because we have to, we need him to fight this, combat this. And it's just really beautiful dialogue. As we get an odd turn now at the end of this, as Galactus kind of wakes up and blasts Thor. He's like, are you ready? No. The Frost, the Star Plague, it is not a being. Each galaxy or entity that gazes into it perceives things differently. Just as I am perceived differently by each of you. As Galactus tells him this, like Silver Surfer tells him, I have five planets that I've hidden from you that you can feast on. And Silver Surfer is a beautiful character. Very between lines of one was once a villain, but as a good guy, he's a noble character. And it's beautiful. He's like, all right, let's get you powered up. And he's like, no. And he tells him that, no, everyone perceives things differently. Just like you guys perceive me. You guys think I'm a monster too. And it's just beautiful dialogue to me. It's a play on words and characters and character framing. It is just, I love shit like that. And so as he blasts Thor, something gnarly happens. And he makes him a herald of thunder. And he kind of gives him like an energy refreshment, which is weird and odd to say. I didn't like the costume really of this Thor. But now after seeing the ending of issue number one, I'm like, holy shit, you know what? I'm down with this. This sounds interesting. Where is it going to go? So Galactus and Thor coming together and having that moment where Galactus is like, every time I see my end, it's by your hands. Like, you're going to be the one that kills me. And I need to amp up your power skill. Because once we take out this Black Winter, you and I are going to have a conversation. Like, just respect. And I love it. So, yeah. It was Book of the Week. I have so much to go through. I had so much to go through. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I knew I was going to go long. I'm sorry for always going long. But I'm subscribed to the podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Subscribe. Scare the podcast. Boo. Share the podcast more than anything. Rate us and, stars, reviews, stuff like that. Share the podcast more than anything. I will catch you guys next week. Peace out.